Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mia with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a common parking rule is catching unsuspecting drivers out. Now there is a push to change it. When parking on the streets in Brisbane, many drivers believe they are doing the correct thing when popping two wheels up on the curb to allow for other traffic to pass, but now are being hit with a heavy $116 fine for doing so. Brisbane residents are now taking different sides on the matter as the council struggle to find a solution. According to QS World University Rankings, the University of Queensland is the top-ranked university in Queensland. Other universities in Brisbane, like Queensland University of Technology and Griffith University, have dropped in the rankings, dropping to 24 and 12 spots respectively. The University of Southern Queensland, James Cook University and CQ University were all ranked in the top 500, whereas University of Southern Coast was ranked outside the top 1,000. In national news, P&O Cruises Australia will be leaving the Australian market as they will be folded into parent company Carnival's operations, ending the notable brand in Australia. There will be job losses in Carnival Sydney's office, and one of the three ships under the P&O brand will be retired, with the other two converting into Carnival's fleet. The public's growing concerns have raised questions about whether cruise passengers should have to pay extra to go to particular destinations.
Over the past 5 years, secondary cities in Australia have seen greater property growth than capital cities due to a rising house cost for people, which has forced people to hunt for more affordable options. CoreLogic data displays that property values in these secondary city areas like Gold Coast and Newcastle have significantly outdone their capital counterparts. Chief Economist at real estate company PRD states, "I'm not surprised that second cities are growing faster than their first city. People are looking for more affordable options." In international news, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has claimed victory for his third election in a row, though his ruling party failed to secure a large majority as predicted. Modi's party secured 290 of the 543 total seats, short of their target of 400. Opposition parties had highlighted the rising cost of living, high unemployment, especially for youth, and promised to stop the slide into autocracy, as Modi remains under fire from critics both domestic and overseas. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cold as a dead man's nose. It's currently 9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.